going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Davids. A whole new Bears team. Different team. Different looking team altogether.
Good morning, Molly. Happy Monday. It is not a different team altogether.
It is a different
team that has improved like most teams do during the draft. The Bears spent the weekend filling in some gaps, maybe making some decisions we weren't expecting them to make, taking a little bit longer to address certain areas. But that's the beauty of this offseason. And you heard Ben Johnson. You heard the man who, with all of the energy, drinking Red Bull all weekend, apparently. That guy is fueled with excitement.
Yep.
Ready to roll.
No doubt.
And proud of the standard that they feel like has been raised at Halas Hall. And that's what this draft is all about.
Yeah, there's no question about it. They believe that they've added to their scoring power. They certainly believe that. I thought it was really interesting to hear him comment on how Ryan Poles kind of did not stray from the draft board at all.
Did he say my draft board or
no? But I felt like while complimenting him, he may have said, you know, you couldn't just get off that draft board for a second and get us some. It was just
it wasn't an admission, but it was an interesting revelation.
Yeah,
unintentionally or it was a hint. I think Saturday we got the sense after our show ended and we went home and you saw the way the Bears handled everything and you were able to look at what happened when in the draft, they were focused on a running back they didn't get until the seventh round. I think that feels like they were targeting certain guys along the way on day three as a running back because we kept on hearing what? This running back class is so deep, so deep. You can wait till day three and get a good one. I think the Bears waited until day three to get a good one. They got a good one in the seventh. We'll talk about him. But I think they plan on getting one earlier than that.
Yeah, and I think that we saw various running backs go off the board and the Bears trade down. And I think that it was one of these situations where the general manager talked about sometimes when you're in the draft, the pockets don't match what you're looking for. He said something along those lines. So the run on different positions did impact whether they stayed where they were. I think twice they traded down.
Yes.
Where you kind of understood why they did so. And I felt both times they could have stood their ground and gotten a player at a position that they really needed, and they chose not to do
so. Well, I think that's a fair way to look at it. I also think when you look at those trade downs, they came after running backs were taking a few steps or spots ahead of the trade down.
Yes.
So that's what I alluded to by saying they went into day three, I think, definitely committed to drafting a running back.
I agree. Yeah.
But they probably did so, if they were to be totally honest about it, much later than they wanted to. And so Kyle Manungai is from Rutgers. He's somebody who went his entire football career without fumbling at Rutgers?
The Rutgers.
The Rutgers University?
If I'm not mistaken, it gets the definite article for some reason.
Does it?
No.
But okay.
We just played it, and the woman who announced the pick
okay.
said
that's
the
funny.
Rutgers.
She also mispronounced his name, but that's okay.
Well, that's okay.
We all do that from time to time. But he is a player that has a lot of upside. We'll talk about what he is and isn't, but I don't think he was the guy that they had sat down before the draft began on Saturday morning and had targeted.
I don't think he's the guy that prevented me from going online and wondering, well, how many running backs are out there? Are there still guys that would Nick Chubb fit in this in with this team? Like, it made me wonder if they still needed a running back, frankly. And that's not a shot at the kid or anyone else.
It didn't make me wonder. It made me know.
Yes, yes.
They can't be done.
And they've come out of a couple of drafts the last couple of years and then signed or traded for a pass rusher. And, you know, you kind of think, well, is running back this year's pass rusher?
I think possibly. But I think you look at that position and you understand a couple things about it. Number one, it really is a plug-and-play spot. And the veterans that could be available this summer are guys that you could easily not worry about bypassing the OTA portion of the program and plugging in and playing in the preseason. Number two, there will be guys like that who fit the bill as far as veterans that you can rely upon to come in and do a serviceable job. Maybe even better than that, if you can pull off a trade for a guy of some real value. But also number three, Mully, I think that we need to continue to discuss that, or to at least that's going to be a regular thing to go back to, because if the Bears are as good as Ben Johnson makes them sound they're going to be, and they're raising the standards and all of the things, then you have to be honest about what you don't have. And what you don't have right now is a running back tandem that is up to what you say your standards are.
Right.
You want to be this dynamic, great offense and the best offense in the NFC North and be this offense that looks like and reminds people what you had at Detroit. You came out of this draft without a running back that you can realistically envision pairing with DeAndre Swift and giving you that 1-2 punch.
I also thought, it occurred to me after listening to some of the things that were said, that it's a pity. I'm going to blame it on Eric Bieniemy. It's a pity that Eric Bieniemy didn't send a text to Ryan Poles identifying a running back that he would like to somehow have out of that draft, because it seemed as if Al Harris did that with a cornerback. And they went ahead and took the guy in the fifth round. I mean, I'm just saying, if apparently not every coach got the memo, hey, send in the name of the guy you want me to draft in what round.
Well, I think that was funny because it made me wonder how many assistant coaches text their general managers and say, you know, this guy I saw on tape.
There's a guy. He's long.
You should see.
I think with some work.
Nobody's looking at him. We should look at him. That happens all the time. That's one of those draft days.
Apparently not at the running back position.
It's got to. Yeah. Well, then Bieniemy better get a new phone.
Yeah.
Maybe he's using his old phone. He needs to get his contact list updated.
The guy's meant to be a great coach, great motivator, apparently not a great scout.
That was in reference to with Al Harris being the DB coach. Zay Frazier in the fifth round out of that defensive back factory, Texas San Antonio.
Yeah, yeah. He sent the general manager said he got a text from him in January, saying, hey, by the way, this kid could be someone we could use. He's long and he's got a good ability, and we could, you know, see him fitting in with what we're doing. He'd probably be there in the fourth or fifth round. And come the fifth round, they went and got him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So you found out they brought him in for a 30 visit. So yeah. That's how much that made an impact on Ryan Poles.
Well, the thing of it is, kidding aside, if Al Harris has identified somebody
right.
as a project he can work with and somebody with instincts he trusts,
yes,
you value that. And it's also empowering to your assistant coaches to know that they do have that kind of impact or influence on the draft process.
Right.
That's never a bad thing for office morale, just your staff morale and those kinds of things. I am very curious. You always wonder, it made me think of, I know this is going way back, and you and I may be guys who, but remember Zach Bowman?
Of course.
Didn't he come from a smaller college?
Didn't he come from a state school? You know, so this guy started, this Frazier started.
I think it's Zay Frazier.
Zay Frazier.
Yeah.
Z-E-H.
Z-A-H.
Z-A-H?
Yes.
Whatever
I'm
it is.
Just saying. No, but it's hard to learn all these new names and pronunciations.
We'll get them down.
But
he started at Southern Illinois, then went to a junior college, mm-hmm. and then wound up at Texas San Antonio. I thought he was from like a state college too. Where was he from?
I'm not sure. He reminds me in terms of his length, and
yeah.
he was somewhat of a fifth round project when he
yes.
came in, and he turned out being a very productive cornerback who ended up being an asset to the Bears. And had a pretty good career, one that you would not have expected in the fifth round of the 2008 draft for him to have. He played at Nebraska and then New Mexico Military Institute.
Okay. Yeah. Nebraska started it.
But it was also kind of a circuitous route. And you
right.
see guys who are fifth round cornerbacks, and you never know quite what you have. But that's what day three is all about. Day three is all about getting guys
yeah,
like
no
Ruben Hippolyte from Maryland, who I don't think that anybody had him on your bingo card or on your list of projected Bears draft picks.
I raised the idea of getting a linebacker and was shot down.
You did. I did shoot it down. Did I say it was a bad idea?
No, but I was told that that's not a position they were looking for, because I was just thinking, you know, they're – And
it wasn't though. That's the thing is like it wasn't until it was. That's the thing about the draft,
right? But I think when you look at their team and you kind of speculate about how they're going to line up moving forward,
mm-hmm.
the thing this kid has is speed, and they talked about him having rocket launchers as opposed to legs, which is
speed experience. I think he had 50. Did he play in 50 games in college? These guys with these careers now,
yeah.
that could have been.
Who was the kid? Who was the quarterback who played in 70 games or something? How about that one? Who's the kid?
How about Tyler Shuck backed up Justin Herbert at Oregon.
Yeah, was it him who played in 50 games?
Might have been.
Or 70 games? I mean, like, I remember when Russ was drafted, one of the things about him is he had played in like 54 games while in college because he went to Wisconsin after having a career at North Carolina mm-hmm. State, I think. It's wild the amount of experience some of these guys have because they're in the league, they're in college for so long. And as we mentioned, the Bears, their first pick in the draft, is 21 only by a few weeks.
That made him actually more draftable and appealing.
Yes.
Because that is not an insignificant detail.
No,
I think when you look at the difference between Colston Loveland and Tyler Warren, and you look at how stylistically they are different tight ends, but they're both outstanding players and will be NFL stars, I think. But Colston Loveland's 2 years younger.
It's really interesting to hear Olin talk about going back and looking at the tape of Loveland and saying that you could see he was injured on tape. There were tons of times where he's wincing or he's grabbing at his shoulder, and that's why they never really used him in line. They used him outside more because that was the only way they could use him because he had this shoulder issue that needed surgery. And it made me feel like the guy is willing to play hurt.
There's no question.
There's no doubt
there's
about
no question
that,
about that.
But that also is, to me, that you get a nice gold smiley face sticker because you played hurt, and guys don't do that. And he easily could have shut it down, but he didn't want to, and he didn't do it, and I like that.
Toughness. He comes across as a young man that would not give that any second thought.
Right.
Because he has a little bit of discomfort, maybe even an injury, or he feels pain, not injury,
right.
And he'll play through things like that just because this is what you get when you have somebody who comes to your organization knowing how to work. And clearly,
totally
the whole it's fun to talk about where he came from, how small the town is, and that he was branding cattle 2 days before the draft. And those are tremendous stories full of value. But I also think it underscores just how this guy is very nonchalant about he's going to outwork everybody.
Well,
because he always has. When you grow up on a farm like that, when you grow up under a situation where he did, you have really little choice. So you put everything into that. Last year, that tape was impressive because he did play compromised.
Yes.
And this is what we haven't really spent a lot of time talking about. Michigan wasn't very good.
They didn't have a quarterback. When he had a quarterback, he put up wild numbers. He put up really good numbers a year ago with three different guys playing that position.
And he goes up in some of these highlights, and he just gets the ball and pulls it and gets it away from the defensive backs that just aren't as aggressive as he is at the point of attack. So it's easy to get excited about Colston Loveland and seeing how he fits into an NFL passing game, especially Ben Johnson's.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, again, they got weaponry, which should add to their ability to score. But I like the way that Ben Johnson basically, you know, everybody under scrutiny. You know, what do you do now? If you're not going to be the featured guy, how do you play? What do you do? We're not going to work to get, you know, with the old, you know, you got to, if you don't block, you don't see the rock.
Who's he talking to?
He's talking, I think, to the receiving core. I think to the tight ends, and there are more than one, but there's an obvious one. I think that's what he's saying, is he's putting everyone on notice that you're going to have to.
Everyone should be, especially after this weekend.
I agree.
Because not only did they draft that way, but they spoke that way.
Oh, they did, yeah.
And as far as the draft is concerned, big picture, and we'll get into a lot of it, but it really was surprising. One of the takeaways is that when we go into a draft, we always talk about what the team needs.
Yes.
And certain positions we become fixated on. And I think sometimes our draft lists, and you see these mock drafts and the way the people who cover the team talk about it in terms of the need that exists. I'm really more convinced than ever after this draft that that's not the way at least this regime maybe all regimes, but not this regime, looks at these drafts. They do not go into it with any sort of need-based criteria. It just isn't structured that way. The decisions that were made to pass up positions, left tackle in the second round, and I, with due respect to our guy Ozzie Trapillo, I mean, he's a right tackle.
Yeah.
But we go into this draft and we talked all about how they need help at left tackle, running back, and edge rusher. And we spent weeks and months with that as the backdrop to this entire draft. That certainly wasn't the way the Bears approached this.
But as we said when we started out, they still do need those positions.
No doubt about it. That's almost like the one of the biggest takeaways from this draft is that we talked months about what they need. But it's not that hard to figure out. And yet they went into this draft. You'd never know that those were the most pressing needs.
Well, I would argue, David, it's not a strong argument, but I would say they acted as if they had already addressed all of their needs before the draft began. They acted as if there were no pressing needs and nothing they needed to get done. And it was about adding to their firepower and adding to their point production as opposed to securing that the quarterback's not going to get sacked 68 times. And I don't believe he will be. But that's due to a lot of the changes they're making. And, you know, you listen to what people say and, you know, they're going to be doing a lot of play action. I believe that because that's what they did. They're going to be playing two tight end sets because that's what he did. I think that what we saw in Detroit is the way he's going to try to run this offense. I just wonder if they've got the base of it down in terms of the – offensive line, and particularly to hear him say that the left tackle, that the, you know, Braxton Jones won't be available before training camp, but that's really a good thing because it's going to give everybody more opportunity.
There's nothing good about that.
That's
when they lapsed into spin mode.
That's exactly what that was.
And I don't like it when
I agree
when the, whether it's Ryan Poles or Ben Johnson lapse into spin mode. And they haven't done it a lot this offseason. I think that's what's been refreshing about the change in coaching regime and all the new assistants. And it's a breath of fresh air up there. And there is a confidence with which they speak. I just believe that this weekend, I'm speaking for myself, but it did not go the way that I expected it to go.
It didn't go.
It's not necessarily a criticism. It's more of an observation because, look, I think that Luther Burden III is going to be a dynamic playmaker in the NFL.
Right.
His comp is Deebo Samuel. That's crazy. If they got him in the second round, he was the 15th overall player by some draft board.
Maybe that's your running back.
Maybe that's your running back. And maybe that's your weapon. Because we look at it in a traditional sense. We look at it with a 1-2 punch with Gibbs and Montgomery. Ben Johnson may be looking at this. They got their 1-2 punch this weekend. It was in Loveland and Burden.
All right. Right. Yeah. No, I mean, all I'm saying, I'm not criticizing them, but I am saying that the legitimate position needs we talked about were legitimate position needs and remain legitimate position needs. Now, could you shock the world and have drafted someone that's going to play above what you thought they were? Yeah, of course you could. No question about it. But the reality of the situation is that usually you try to pursue the best at a particular position if you want to improve that position.
Yeah, and they maybe, as we said, tried but were unsuccessful because that's why they traded down some running backs in the fourth round. Scadaboo, they were in a position maybe to think that they were going to target him. The Giants took him off the board.
Yep.
The other guys, the kid from Tennessee was gone.
The two kids from Ohio State went pretty quick.
They went pretty quick within two picks of each other.
Yep.
So the draft is something we'll talk about all day long. We got a great guest list with Wani and Brad Biggs, certainly, and Steve Kasula, the tight ends coach from Michigan, who was in Idaho for Colston Loveland's draft night.
Super cool.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.